This is a dictation for a patient called Caroline West, Carolynwest. The patient did not come last month for her appointment. After calling several times, it was found that she went to vacation on Vegas, and she went for more than a month. Hence, she couldn't visit in May. No physical therapy was done. Patient is now back again, and she's readmitted after being discharged. She was last seen on 4/2/2024. She is a victim of an automobile accident, allegedly on C-17/2024 as a front seat passenger restrained, which where she was rear-ended, and it caused her some headaches, dizziness, and vertigo. The headaches are still continuing, but vertigo is gone, dizziness is gone. She initially started having a pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, both knees, both shoulders, with radiation to both arm and right leg. However, the pains are now improving. The neck pain, mid-back pain, and lower back pain is still reported to be 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. The shoulder pains are getting better, and they're only 4. And the knee pain are also 4. The patient report that most of the time the pains are varying from 4 to 7. The radiation of the pain to the left leg and both arms is also very infrequent. The fingers and toes are not involved, and the ADLs are affected 7. 40% improvement is reported by the patient with the current treatment, physical therapy, and home treatment. And we view the records for the ADLs for the system review and for the additional history, as well as for substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 117/77, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit dated 4/2/2024, dictation number is 0512-042. Except the only modification in the musculature examination, please mention that the trapezius muscle is not in spasm, and there is no paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5. However, the tenderness of L4, L5, L5S1 spine and bilateral sacroiliac joint continues. The shoulders are also not incredibly affected, and they are improved quite a bit with range of motion of 180 degrees on both shoulders, and pain level is minimal. Patient can do abduction and forward flexion up to 180 degrees with no motor power deficit. The patient is provided with the physical therapy orders 2 times per week for the neck and the lower back, and also for shoulder and knee, even though they are better, with traction massage to the spine. She's allowed to work on her Chrysler job, 6 hours, 7 days, 10-pound lifting limit, no other restrictions. Her maps were reviewed and the labs were obtained for making sure that she is compliant. And she is wearing back brace and a tense unit. And a massage was also ordered 2 times per week in the last visit. Medications were not provided as she's quite significantly she is recovering. And we will continue seeing her in a month's time, when we'll plan to order an MRI for her lumbar spine. Her maps were reviewed as well as the labs have been reviewed, and her case is improving. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.